This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Senate Republican leaders dropped the latest version of the Better Care Reconciliation Act today, as you've heard. While its political fate is unclear, its potential economic realities are very much on people's minds. Back when the Affordable Care Act was still being argued over in court, we talked to a guy named Bradley Gothrop. Back then, he was a self-employed pipe organ builder in Johnson City, Tennessee. Now he is a temporarily unemployed pipe organ builder in Connecticut.
It's a rather small trade, but we are out there. You know, benefits are all over the place. This is essentially an arts job, which means lots of uncertainty and all of the things that go along with that.
Yeah, we had you on back in, it was probably 4 or 5 years ago, talking about healthcare. And you said at one point, premiums are going to be more than your rent. And so you had to figure out a place to live and do without health insurance. What's your situation been since then?
Well, back then I was an independent, and so the usual amount of uncertainty was even further compounded. But that uncertainty finally culminated in the business imploding, and so I went back into working for someone else. And since that time, it got a little more reliable. I've had health insurance, let's see, twice since I went back into full-time employment, and the first time it was more than we could carry financially, and I ended up dropping it. And then we picked it up again in July of last year.
And now, again, you being unemployed, you're going to have to find either a way to do it on the exchanges for as long as they exist or pay some kind of fine again.
Yeah, I mean, I got spanked by the IRS the last time this went around, and with the farcically named shared responsibility payment, I think is what they called it. I'll be facing that situation again unless I can carry it. It's pretty heavy. I mean, it's certainly without an employer paying part, it would be my second largest bill. It's no longer quite as much as my rent, but that has a lot to do with having moved someplace where housing is more expensive.
How much was the fine? How big was the spanking, as it were?
The last time, let's see, I actually have that right here. $1,106 for last year, and that's for a partial year of not being covered.
Right. What are you going to do now, though, with healthcare changes clearly on the way, if the Senate can figure out what it wants to do? What's your plan?
Well, obviously, some of it will depend on their plan, and some of it will depend on whatever comes next for me for employment. So I'm in a position where the uncertainties outweigh the certainties. If the price stayed the same and I went back into some reasonably gainful full-time employment, I would probably be able to keep it. But if either of those moves very much, that's probably not going to be realistic. I'm the kind of guy they want on the exchanges, right? I don't smoke. I don't drink. I'm young. I'm active. We pay, you know, if this premium was continued for a whole year, we'd pay about $6,000 in insurance and we'd probably get out $1,000 in care.
As you look now for employment, whether it's going to be pipe organs or some other craft that you have, how important is it to you to find someplace that has healthcare benefits?
I'd like to see it. I mean, until recently, I worked in a shop where there's always the possibility that one of the tools will decide to separate you from a finger.
Uh-huh.
I suspect any sort of regular full-time employment is going to be able to do something for me in terms of helping out with the insurance, and that's probably the biggest factor that would discourage me from going it alone again.
Well, Bradley, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.